This episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago is sponsored by David Hochberg and Executive Green Carpet Cleaning, Dykstra Home Services, and the law offices of David Schluter. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNradio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago. Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Thank you, Mr. Jennings. We got a packed show, packed show. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. We're here to help you with all of your real estate challenges, questions, concerns. So light them up. Send in the pictures. We start every show with Elwood, buddy. How many miles to Chicago?
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas. Half a pack of cigarettes, it's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Hello, Chicago!
My name is David Hochberg, host of Home Sweet Home Chicago.
That's the best in the city of Chicago.
Where you from?
Chicago.
That's the Chicago.
It's time for Home Sweet Home Chicago.
We're on a mission from God.
With your host, David Hochberg.
Good morning. 312-981-7200. Before we start, Clep and I got a text message from one of our listeners. There's also an airport in Rockford. Let's mark that down. Let's not disrespect the fine folks in Rockford. I'm sure all of our listeners in Northwest Indiana will also remind us that there's an airport in Gary.
Right. Okay. So we have kind of like five or six in this area that
I would like
to get to.
I mean, this is WGN for heaven's sakes.
Big time.
People rely on us to give them actual factual information and know our airports.
That's true. So I got to get better about this.
So we just found three airports. MIGS, which is no longer MIGS. It's now a theater.
It's a concert hall, right?
It'd be kind of interesting to land a plane there now. And we got Gary and Rockford. And we got the executive airport. According to Carmen, it'll always be Palwaukee. But
yes, I've heard Palwaukee.
I know.
Ben was just letting me know. That's the pal. I like that, though. Pal. Your friend.
I know. Yeah. Fire up your G5 so you can fly to your Packers game.
That's right.
Oh, get sorry.
A direct flight. That'd be sweet to Green Bay.
Yeah, to watch them lose. It's been a rough year. So now you know how the Bears fans feel.
It's true. Right.
All right. Shut your mic off. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. To MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. We'll start ladies first. We've got Kelly Mickley in here from Executive Carpet Cleaning. How are you, Kelly?
Good. How are you?
I am tremendous. Your dad is to your left for everybody following us on Facebook.
Yes.
Go to Home Sweet Home Chicago. You guys have got a special for all of our listeners now. This is the busy time of year.
It is. Yes.
Listeners are having friends, family, coworkers, neighbors over their houses again, thankfully.
Yes.
And they would like to have it clean, not only their carpets, but also their area rugs and their furniture.
Yeah.
And throw out your special real quick, and we'll follow it up on the other side.
So our special, we're extending 30% off of area rugs that we take in to plant, free pickup and delivery, and we will also lay down the rugs for you upon delivery at no cost. And for carpet cleaning, the first two rooms for $114. And I just wanted to add, we filled up really fast for Thanksgiving. If you're looking to get in before Christmas, make sure you call us right away.
All right, that phone number one more time?
630-990-8600.
Did your father have anything to say, or is he just a pretty man in the black shirt today?
No, I'm good. Thanks for having us here.
I know he doesn't like being on the race. We got to mop up underneath him already because he's flop sweating. So you guys are here to answer all questions, cleaning, disinfecting, sanitizing, not only carpets and rugs and throw rugs and couches, but also
post-Thanksgiving cleanup tips, getting prepped for Christmas.
Tile, you do
and
all that stuff.
In between. You
bet. All right. Wood floors,
all that stuff. Okay, Dave Schluter, you've been doing this for how many years?
Well, we got together, I think, 14 years ago.
Right, but you've been doing it. You've been a real estate attorney and a trust planning expert.
Oh, yeah, I thought you meant this, the radio. No, I just started my 36th year.
Yeah, we've been together 14 of those 36 years.
Yeah, it was great. Good run, but this is the best place we've been.
What do you mean, good run? What is it?
Well, I appreciate you coming on my show periodically. So.
Okay, that's great. So, what are you going to be talking about later on in the show?
I stopped a disaster, and that's always a good thing. Sometimes you do a lot of thankless work. Somebody thought he could sell his mom's house because he was named in a will, and we're going to talk about how that was not conclusive about his right to start selling the house, and I saved the day.
All right, we're going to take a quick break here. We have Rich Dykstra on the phone that we'll get to after the break. We have Realtor Lauren Shue coming in later in the show, and I want to talk about an email I received from Patrick, P-A-T-Z-E-L-T. So if you get an email from a Patrick Patzlat, it's got a Gmail address, asking you to send them Apple cards, which is a scam. So I've been going back and forth here with Patrick. He thinks I'm buying him $1,000 worth of Apple cards because he's got a sore throat and it's got bad ears. And he used cancer to guilt me to send this, which my mother died of cancer, you scumbag piece of garbage. And you don't mess with cancer. Okay, yeah. So if you are a listener and you get this and you are getting your heartstrings pinched here by this scumbag who's trying to get you to buy $500 Apple gift cards, there's a special place in hell next to the furnace for this scumbag and people like this that are using other people's horrific disease that my mother died of and other people are experiencing that disease right now. It's disgusting, and I want you to be aware of it. It just happened to me this morning. I noticed it while I was having breakfast. I go to the same place Joe and I have breakfast, had breakfast all the time, so out of honor to him, I go there now every day before the show. And I read this, and I'm just like, I cannot believe this is what this scumbag is using to try to get people to send them money. So we're going to dive a little deeper on that. So if you get an email from a Patrick Patziot, okay, and there's no Patrick Patziot. It's definitely a scam. I will be more than happy to point this out to him because I've been asking this person where I could send the gift cards to get an address, radio silent. 312-981-7200 is a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN. Coming back out of the break, we're going to go right to Kelly and Dave to talk about carpet cleaning, area rug cleaning, upholstery cleaning, anything cleaning for the holidays. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Text us what the craziest thing you found in your sumpim. A pump pimp? What?
Whoever looks in there.
Some pimp.
What is it?
Some
sump
pit. Sump pit. Say that 10 times quick.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Before we bring on Rich Dykstra, we've got all of our texters calling in. If you mention Wheaton Airport, then you might as well mention all of them.
Oh, boy.
Oh, here we go. Okay, DuPage Airport, Schaumburg's got one, Lake in the Hills, DuPage in West Chicago, Bolingbrook's Clow International Airport. So
Kenosha, DeKalb, Poplar Grove.
Donnie, I told you, you got to tighten it up. You start screwing up airports.
The texters know. Let me know about it.
The WGN listeners will let you know.
Which I appreciate. We
love
them. Accurate.
We love them. Keep them coming on the Mega Pros call, text, and photo line, 312-981-7200. We've got Rich Dykstra, Sr. from Dykstra Home Services on the phone. How you feeling, bud?
I feel pretty good. It's amazing.
All right. Well, I hope you have a speedy recovery, man. I had it. Glad I got it out of the way. So we got a texter. I got an email from a listener last week that I want you to address because Igor mentioned something about in-home humidity, how it impacts floors. We talk about it all the time. And the email basically said, listen to you on WGN. The topic of humidity in homes, something that you may want air topic, the worst side of the coin, which is too high humidity. So it's a long email. We're short on time. But how much is too much humidity in a home that our listeners need to be aware of? Because according to this email, it encourages bed bugs and other types of not good things in our listeners' homes.
Exactly. You want to keep it at 35 to 40%. You start getting up into the 49, 50, you're going to start seeing condensation on the windows. You're going to have water running down. You can develop mold. Your doors will swell. I mean, too much humidity is not a good thing. Some people think that, oh, my God, I'll let the bathtub run and get it all steamy and let it go into the house. It's great, but that's too much humidity. You want to keep it about 35 to 40.
Thank you, Justin, for that email. What are we talking about today before you got sick, bud?
Before I got sick, I wanted to talk about, last week I was talking about chipmunks hibernating, and instead I'm going to talk about snakes that aren't hibernating. Crooked heating contractors are coming out of the woodwork.
Okay, because it's starting to get cold.
Yep, starting to get cold. We're seeing it already. It's amazing. They come out and get into your house, condemn the furnace. It's not bad. Usually a furnace in warranty a lot of times. So it's you want to make sure you always get a second opinion. Always get a second opinion. You won't have an issue.
What about the clean and check? Are those still recommended as we start going into heavy heating season? Because right now it's 35 degrees. We're supposed to have a little warm up this week, hit 50s, but you know we're going to go right back. We're going to get it right in the gut here, back into the teens.
Oh yeah, we're going to get clobbered. Absolutely, you should have the furnace cleaned and checked. You want to make sure that the gas pressures are set correctly, and that is venting correctly. That's a big deal. Early in the season, we're seeing, for some reason, a lot of nests. Birds make a nest at the top of the chimney. And of course, that plugs it, and then they're sitting up there. They die. They fall down. You just want to make sure that everything is working the way it's supposed to. And a 90%er, it's not that critical because it vents right out the side wall. It's not going to get, they have a bird's nest in it.
Because what a lot of our listeners don't realize is that they're heating vents out through the chimney.
Exactly.
And they might not exactly. Even, do you check the chimney when you guys do your check of the furnace? You get up on the roof to check to make sure it's not clogged?
No. Oh, no. We'll look from the bottom up with a camera and make sure everything is clear. We do that with a camera. We don't get up on the roof.
Okay. But if it needs to be cleaned out, we call Lindeman out, and they get out there and clean it up.
Exactly. We've referred them a couple times.
Any type of financing options out there now that it's getting cold and our listeners are going to be crunched with this recession we may be in, we may not be in? You know, it's going to get tough after the first of the year, Rich. We all know that. A lot of our listeners are going to lose their jobs. Gas prices are coming down, which is great. Fuel prices, but it's still tough out there, buddy.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we have 6 years with no down payment. If your credit's a little shaky, we have a leasing program that you can lease the equipment. It's an expensive way to go, but it's do you want heat or don't you want heat type of thing. But we have a lot of different plans that we can work people into.
All right, what's the best number? What's the best number to reach you, brother? We got to hit a bottom of the hour break. What's the best number to reach yet?
1-800-421-3220 or WGNHeatingGuy.com.
All right, have some Jewish penicillin there. You got to have a little matzo ball soup and keep pumping that stuff through your system, okay, to feel better?
You betcha, bud.
All right, well, if I don't know how many matzo balls are sold on the south side where you're living, so if I got to make the trip, I'll be more than happy to make the trip and drop it off at the curb for you.
Schmaltz's Deli.
Oh, all right.
They're pretty close.
All right. Well, if you need a run of good North Shore matzo ball soup, let me know. I got a couple of places around me, naturally. Okay.
All right, man.
All right.
Thank you.
Love you long time, buddy. You have a great day and feel better, my friend.
Okay, we'll do. I'll be listening if you need something.
Yeah, if anybody's got any questions, Rich will be listening, and he'll be more than happy to call into the show to answer your questions. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN. We're going to take a quick break, throw it over to Donnie and Mark in the newsroom. Then we're going to come back, talk with Executive Green Cleaning owners, Kelly Mickley and Dave Rampage. Your employee, Dave Rampage, because you
that's
own,
right.
You
She's own the boss.
He always makes sure that my daughter and son own the company. I don't own any of this. I just work here. All right, we're gonna talk carpet cleaning, upholstery cleaning, and drop area rug cleaning, free pickup, free delivery, and free furniture moving, and you'll lay the carpet back down again.
That's right.
All right, awesome. We're gonna pay some bills. Be right back.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200 to MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. Quick programming note. Not really a programming note, but a member of my team is giving away, and the Kohler group, Kari Kohler's group, going to be giving away free pies this coming Friday from 1 to 3 p.m., 12-2 this coming Friday. 3rd and Walnut in front of Lazarus House in St. Charles. First come, first serve. Free pie giveaway from a local bakery, Mad Batter, in front of Lazarus House. First come, first serve. They are looking for In exchange for the pie, they're looking for donations of mittens, coats, cash. All will be donated, given to directly to the Lazarus House, which is a charitable organization in St. Charles. So 1 to 3 this Friday, first come, first serve, 100 pies. Bring a donation, and you'll get a complimentary pie on behalf of Steve Hendrickson on my team and the Cola Group. So let's talk about carpet cleaning. We just talked about this scumbag who used cancer as and bad ears and a sore throat that they couldn't talk to me because I asked for their phone numbers. You have scammers pretending to be executive green carpet cleaning. That's why you kind of dropped the green for a little bit here, because they're, you want to talk about that real quick, because they use your name to get business, but it's not you, and they come to people, our listeners' homes, do subpar work, charge them more than what you're quoting, and leave you bad reviews. So can you just cover that real quick?
Yeah, so Executive Green Carpet Cleaning, that's our company name. We've dropped the green on the radio because people are getting confused when they're Googling our name. They're finding other companies or another company that's acting as if they're us, or saying that we're forwarding the work over, we're referring the work over to them when we get busy, and that is not true. We will never do that to you guys. So make sure you know who you're calling. Be very careful, and
either you or your sister-in-law will be answering the phone, correct?
So I'm Kelly. Right. Caroline is my sister-in-law, and we also have someone named Liz in the office. So between the three of us, that's the only three people you'd be talking to.
Kelly, Caroline, or Liz.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't get either of those three ladies, you're not talking
to
you guys.
Yeah, you're not going to talk to a man. A lot of people say, oh, I talked to a man or a guy, and that's the first red flag.
Got it.
Yeah, the other company, it is a man that they talk to.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And they use, and they're impersonating as you, because you've built a successful business. Your father started the business years ago because you worked for another company who mistreated their clients. And you're like, I could do this better. This is wrong. I could do this better. I will do a better job. I won't overcharge. I won't overpromise and underdeliver. You do the opposite. You underpromise and overdeliver, which is what you do in sales. Sales 101
sure.
for all you young sales professionals out there. But that's why you started your company.
Right.
Yes.
And it just frosts me. So let's talk about this special, because you're doing two rooms for 114. 114. Does that include upholstery or anything else, or is that an additional
that
cost?
That is wall-to-wall carpet cleaning.
Got it.
Yep. For the area rugs, we're doing free pickup and delivery and 30% off area rugs that we take into our facility to clean. We can also clean area rugs in your home. It's priced separately. So we'll kind of gauge and ask you questions when you call to kind of decipher what's the best route.
And if it's easy furniture to move, your guys that you send out there, your team, I'm assuming there, you know, it might be women on the team, but the team that you send out there to pick up the rug, it's complimentary pick up and delivery. Let's get that out there. There's not an extra charge. You don't have to schlep this thing in your car or truck to your facility. You will come pick it up, clean it, put it back down. And the biggest thing is, and you pointed this out to me, Dave, is that you will move the furniture, light furniture, off if it's in the way. You're not going to move a gigantic break front or dining room table if it's fully loaded, but you know, you will move the furniture out of the way to pick these rugs up and then put them back down where you removed them from.
Yeah, we move dining room tables.
That's not
a problem.
Okay,
we're very accommodating and helpful. And honestly, I've actually been going on most of the rug days, so I might be there too.
Okay. Well, and the time it takes to clean an area rug, what do they look? Is it a week? Is it 3 days? I mean, is it 2 weeks?
We generally like a week turnaround. We will definitely work with you if you need it back by a certain date. But we usually like to get it back within a week.
And how do you price a rug cleaning for an area rug? Is it by square feet?
By square feet.
Mm-hmm. So 10 by 8, it's this price. It's an easy calculation.
Yes. Yep.
All right. Do you like to do pickups in the morning and deliveries in the afternoon, or it just depends where you're at?
We're going more by the towns. We try to get a good route in place, and then we confirm timing.
that we've never talked about area mm-hmm. rug. This is the first that we've, and you've been on the show numerous times over the past God knows how many years. This is the first time you're actually promoting this as a major part of mm-hmm. your business. Are you seeing a lot of our listeners wanting to finally clean these area rugs after all these years that you've had them in their home to do the carpeted areas mm-hmm. and there's been that rug underneath the dining room table or in the foyer when they walk in?
There's a huge market for it. Yeah, I mean, we do a ton of area rug cleaning all the time.
All right,
yeah.
And what type of process do those area rugs go through? I know you use clean, you bring your own water mm-hmm. and it's safe. It's environmentally safe. Kids with allergies, no problem. Same type of cleaning treatment in your facility on the area rugs, or is there something different?
For the most part, with rugs, it depends on the type of rug. It depends on how it's been made, how we can do the cleaning. But we have different processes for each type of rug.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And it goes by square foot of the
rug. Yeah, so if you're calling in to get a quote, just give us an idea on the sizing of the rug. If you know what the rug is made of, great. If not, we'll address any concerns when we see it, but we can get you a quote.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Now here, we got the text. Now that you've mentioned that there are three names, the company will likely get women to say that they are Kelly. Well, here's what you have to do, okay? If you have a problem, got any questions, you email me, and I will email Kelly. Right? I mean, we're trying to educate our listeners to mm-hmm. watch out for some guy yeah. picking up the phone and impersonating himself. If they now are that big of a scumbag to put women to start answering the phones, mm-hmm. then ask them to send a confirmation email to you. And then mm-hmm. if you feel there's something nefarious going on, you could send it to me. I've done all your loans. I know how to get a hold of you. I'll forward it right over to you, and you could take care of it. So
you have my personal cell phone number.
I've got your personal cell phone number. So that takes care of that. I've used them for years. Absolutely the best service and the nicest people from 847 and 630. What is their service area? Mm-hmm. Will they go to Northwest Indiana? We have a mm-hmm. lot of listeners in Northwest Indiana and Southwest Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. So how far into Indiana will you go? Muncie, Hammond.
Valparaiso.
Wow.
Would we say that?
I used to live in Valparaiso.
We do service Valparaiso. Yeah. Okay. Again, we just try to make the routes the best we can. So if you're further out, we try to just give us a little more wiggle room.
Right.
Don't say you need it tomorrow. But yes, we will go out to Valparaiso, Wisconsin. We will go into Wisconsin a little bit.
Kenosha? Well, that's right over the border.
Kenosha's right over the border.
Lake Geneva, a lot of our listeners have second homes in Lake Geneva.
Lake Geneva depends on the size of the job or where the trucks are, because sometimes we're mm-hmm. not too far from there and we can
stretch it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, these are calls where sometimes we'll have to make the call.
And maybe you could get their friends and family and neighbors.
Yes, yeah, 100%.
Mm-hmm. Okay, phone number if our listeners want to reach out to you.
You can reach us at 630-990-8600, or you can look us up online, wgnclean.com.
Tony's on the line, wants to know if you go to New Lenox.
Yes, definitely.
Absolutely.
Of course, and Tinley Park.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
David, this is Lori in Oswego. I have an area rug that's been cleaned and rolled up. It's still rolled up in that newspaper from 12 years. What would she think about that? So area rug rolled up in newspaper, probably the newspaper ink has mm-hmm. leached out a little bit. Can you get that cleaned?
Well, if it's rolled up, if anything did leach out, it's probably not on the face fibers.
It's on the back fiber.
You know, maybe they want to unroll it and see what it looks like first. Make sure there's no mold on it. That would be the big deal.
All right.
Otherwise, yeah.
Send us, text us some pictures. We can take a look and guide you.
What's the best number to text for the pictures?
It's going to be the same phone number. So 630-990-8600. You can call or text.
So if they call that number, that goes right to you. No scumbags taking that number and redirecting.
We never have an answering machine either. Some people ask us, is this the answering service? We don't do that. It's always us.
Okay, phone number one more time for quotes mm-hmm. and to text pictures.
630-990-8600.
All right, we're going to take a quick break here. 312, we're going to go to Dave Schluter talking about the legal side of real estate. We got an email here earlier in the show. A listener's son's looking to buy a foreclosure that I'd love to talk to you about. 312-981-7200 is the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGM.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Can you take a picture, Joe, and send it to us?
You want me to do what?
I could when I get home.
Where are you at now, Joe?
Yeah, where are you at now, Joe?
I'm in a friend's house about 10 miles away.
What are you doing there?
Yeah.
Don't worry about it.
Why are you at your friend's house?
Yeah, what are you doing at your friend's house, Joe?
Nothing you need to worry about.
I'd rather not talk about it on the radio.
I had a feeling.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
The magic of MegaPros, Joe. Here's the email, here, right? I can't call right now. I asked him to call. I said, what number can I call you there, Patrick? Pat Zelt, fake name. I can't call you right now, actually, due to serious throat and ear aching. That is the reason why I emailed you. I've been trying to purchase Apple gift cards for a friend of mine whose birthday is today. Unfortunately, she's down with cancer of the lungs, which is what my mother died of, you scumbag. And I promised to get it for her, but I can't do this now because the stores around here are all out of stock. And I tried purchasing online, but I'm having issues charging my card. I contacted my bank, and they told me it would take some time to get it sorted out. Can you get it from any store around you? I'll reimburse you once my bank sorts the issue out. Kindly let me know if you can handle this. So I went back and forth with this person. Sure, no problem. My mother passed away of cancer, and I understand. I had strep, and his ears were bad. I'm like, I just had ear surgery from a birth defect that I had. I know how, I was going along. And then afterwards, I told him to go have relations with himself, that he's a scumbag for using cancer as a decoy to get people to scam people out of money. And I told him that I reported him to Chicago Police Department, and that he should go do things with himself that I can't say on the radio. David Schluter.
I would like to say, as your longtime attorney, that ear surgery really did work out.
Yeah, it worked out for me.
And the left one's a little lower, but it did work out.
Yeah. It's a challenge. Stop making fun of my ears. So let's talk about this house that somebody passed away,
right?
Which death, as you say, is?
100%. I Googled it. Death rate in Illinois, 100%.
And you get goofy things happening with family members when it comes to real estate that's worth hundreds of thousands of dollars that you have to be careful of.
Yeah, what happened was this guy's mom passed away, and he found the will, and he was named as executor. So he's getting ready to hire the realtor, and which is fine, but you're only an executor if a court has blessed you as executor. It's the number one thing in my 36 years that I've run across that people don't understand. People have done garage sales, they've sold off cars, handed out jewelry, done all kinds of things because they say, well, mom wanted me to handle everything. And it's the reason why I constantly pump living trusts on our show, because as an executor, you are not able to even do anything until you hire a probate attorney to make you an executor. And right now people are saying, oh, there's no way that's true. You can call me.
It happens every day.
I know. And then they go down and do all kinds of, and the thing is, you're exposing yourself to personal liability, having to buy things back from people because you didn't have the authority. So why am I even bringing this topic up? First of all, I stopped the whole thing. We're going to get them appointed. It's all going to be fine. They're so grateful.
Is that a felony?
No, well, it's only the beneficiaries who are wronged. I think most family members, even though they might be upset, would not probably go to the cops, because usually that's who's named in your will. But if you had like a charity, and you gave away some money prematurely, and now the charity's getting shorted, the state's attorney would definitely take a look at that.
But if we're talking hundreds of thousands of dollars, mm-hmm. It's burglary.
It's out of, you're naive about it, and the title company would catch it right away. I've actually been in title companies, David, you'd love this, where they go, Dave, come on down and look in that room. That guy got all the way to the table. And the title company said, okay, can we see your court order appointing you? House had been emptied. There's a buyer who got a mortgage, home inspection.
Oh, dead stop.
And total derailment of the Amtrak right there.
You can't transfer.
And that's very embarrassing. Yeah. And so now the lawyer probably who was handling that matter should have caught that even sooner, because one of the first things my title company asked for, can we see what's called the letters of office? So what I want to do is a shout out to the WGN area. Just because you're named as an executor without a judge appointing you, you are not an executor, no matter how much your mom loved you and named you. So it's called letters of office. Lawyers do that. They do have what they call self-help probate, but hire a lawyer.
Let's talk about that on the other side of the
break.
I've got to throw it over to Donnie and Mark in the newsroom for the top of the hour. But again, this death is still 100, but we're all going to go. and you have to get your finances and your houses in order so there's not an absolute jailbreak when you're not here right. to say, I want this. And that's one thing Joe did, because he told me about that when we had lunch the show before he passed away. And I want to bring that up because he loved you and he trusted you and you did all of his legal work. And that's why everything is running smoothly for the Hogle family. And I'm not talking out of school, because I talked to Judy about this and she's coming on with Jeremy next week with their son, Joe, from Colorado. But I want to talk about this because this is important, especially when it comes to a family business. 312-981-7200. More with David Schluter after these messages, after news, traffic, and weather, and commercial break. 312-981-7200 is the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago at 720 WGN.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200 is the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. Quick programming note here. We had Susan Duke, author Susan Duke, also a teacher, come on yesterday. She wrote a book, Tackle Box Troubles. You can buy it at tackleboxtroubles.com. She's also going to be signing books at Discover Ambrosia in Barrington, Route 14 and Hart Road. They brought some food here, Dave, in those cakes. That there's crumbs still laying around. I mean, the cardboard holding things that it's on display will be eaten by the people in the newsroom.
The show you're mentioning was the morning drive show.
The morning drive filled in for Bob yesterday. So if you want more information about Ambrosia, discoverambrosia.com, delicious bakery. Thank you for the sweets yesterday out in Barrington. And Susan Duke, who sold close to 100 books from being on the air yesterday, will be in person at Ambrosia Bakery at Route 14 and Hart Road today for 2 hours. 12:30 to 2:30 in Barrington, and check out, buy a cake. Unbelievable. Dave, we got an 847 text. In lieu of a will or trust, can't you just add beneficiaries' names onto assets while you are alive that you intend to give them after you have passed away? They are listed on homes, titles, etc., and full ownership would transfer to them upon your death. This way, no need to file for probate or assign the executor. Thanks, Dave in St. Charles. How do you want to comment on that?
Dave in St. Charles, thank you. You could be a salesman for the next part of the show right now, which was to explain that while you're alive and healthy and mentally fit, you come see somebody like me that helps you with that strategy. Cash accounts can be what's called pay on death. We don't want to do joint tenancy because your kids' problems can be your problems. Brokerage accounts. The real estate one is the snag where you don't really want to add the kids on the title. They have a capital gain issue if you add them while you're alive. But we do numerous vehicles to pass them after your death at what's called a stepped up basis. So if the parents paid $200 and when they die, it's $500. By seeing an estate planning attorney like me, yes, we do not want to have to go to probate. That means something went wrong. The guy was helping out. I never knew the mom, but yeah, had she come to see me, we would have done a tune-up and converted her into a trust. So you're right on point. There are many ways to avoid the court system. The long and short is you do not want to have an estate when you passed away. You want to have assets. But if you have an estate, that means something in excess of $100,000 derailed. And that's what I'm there. I try to get people in for a tune-up on a weekly basis. I meet with families. Sometimes I don't need to do anything. But the main thing is we don't want to just run around with a simple will. That's the problem that was done by this situation. So we do the tune-up, David, no charge. They can bring in their papers. If they don't have any papers, we try not to let them leave without signing a flat-fee contract to let us help the family. But yeah, that is exactly the point you're making. The point is that please have these arrangements. If you lose your mom first, your dad can still come in. If you lose your dad first, your mom can still come in. Bottom line is the second generation will spend more money if it's not done properly.
Joe Hogle, MegaPros Joe, may you rest in peace. I had breakfast with him before the show like we some most of the times did. And the week before he passed, We were talking about this, right? Yeah, I don't know how we got on it. I'm like, is Jeremy ready? He's like, Jeremy's ready. And if I go, as soon as I go, there's a whole layout of exactly what it is.
So without court.
Without court. Mm-hmm. 14, you've been part of the show for 14 years. 8 of those 14 years, you were with the show with Joe because he was part of the show for 8 years. And during those 8 years, he realized that his house was not in order. God forbid something like what happened happened. And he and Judy sat with you, and he kept telling me, we're set, thanks to Dave. We have a clear plan, a clear path, clear instructions. Everybody knows exactly what to do so it doesn't get held up in probate, because he's like, that's the stickiest thing that he's seen family businesses go down, because they didn't have a plan upon the passing of one of the principals of the company.
Right. If Joe had gone to a will maker program or some kind of site that sells you the easy way out without going to see a lawyer, it would have been a disaster, because they would have sold him a simple will, and that would have left Judy exposed. And so, yeah, living trust, revocable trust, loving trust, they're all the same thing. My other pronouncement as I look out here at Navy Pier is trusts are not just for millionaires. If I walked down on the street on Wacker here and said, do you need a trust? They'd say, no, I'm not rich. That is the second problem. First problem is the will is the road to probate. The second one is trusts are not just for millionaires. So I can help you out. We always give a free consult. We do a lot of Zoom consults now just because everybody's busy and some people are nervous about meeting strangers. So we do Zoom consults. And then we recommend what we think you should do. We don't do a hard sell. But once you tell us your wishes, we'll do everything we can to make it work.
John, you got a quick question. Throw it out there. I got to hit a break. Then hang on. I'll answer it on the other side. What's your question, bud?
Does it matter a time to make a principal-only payment, end of year, beginning of year, or just before the escrow adjustment?
That's an awesome,
even matter?
Awesome question, John. Hang on. I'm past the break by 3 minutes. We're going to hit the break and pick up and answer your question. Okay, bud? Don't go anywhere, okay?
Thank you.
All right, 312-981-7200. 847, Dave Ambrosia, Patisserie in Barrington is absolutely excellent. Cakes, torts, croissants are fabulous. Chef Dan recommends them highly. So there you go. Chef Dan from 847 recommends them highly. So Susan Duke will be there from 12:30 to 2:30 signing her book. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago. 312-981-7200 is a MicroPro's call, text, and photo line. Home Sweet Home Chicago, 720 WGM.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Is there an end to this story?
There is.
Is this chapter 8?
Joe said to me, have a point. Have a point, man.
I'll get straight to the point.
And David said, have an ending.
You have an ending. You lost people. They're gone.
Well, we're waiting.
I got Dykstra texting me. I got an answer for him. I'm like, so does he if you get to the point.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. That's a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. Johnny, you still there, bud?
Yeah.
All right, so we get this call a lot. When during the year is the best time to pay down your mortgage? For a tax break, John? Is that your question?
Not necessarily for a tax break. Just I don't know. I'm just asking in generality, you know, to
sure
if it even matters.
It does not. That's the answer right there, buddy. As long as you pay it down during the year that you do it, right, it really doesn't matter. Because you're essentially knocking off the back end of your loan. So if your goal is to pay your loan off faster and you throw in an extra mortgage payment once a year, some people wait until the December payment, right? So if your mortgage payment's $1,500, Johnny, and your mortgage payment's $1,000 and your taxes and insurance are $1,500, okay? You got to break it out. If you're not escrowing, that means you're not sending in your taxes and your insurance with your mortgage payment. Then it's just the $1,000 in this example. Making sense so far, John?
Yeah, it does. I was just wondering, like, when the adjustment happens, does it matter with the interest?
Doesn't matter.
You know, does that adjust?
Yeah, doesn't matter.
Hang on.
I just want to give you. I just want to answer your question this way. If your mortgage payment's $1,000, okay. Got it? Okay, you could send in an extra $83 a month. Okay, you could send in an extra $83 a month. $83.33 is an extra $1,000 a year. Okay, if you want to do it monthly, or you could just send in an extra $1,000 at any time during the year. It's the same effect. Does that make sense?
It does.
Okay,
it does.
Good.
But is there anywhere I could do like a follow-up question?
Yeah, go ahead. No, you got time. Go ahead.
It goes into, I'm looking at way more than that. I'm looking to pay off the mortgage within 4 years. But my dilemma is this. The house is a dump, okay?
Yeah.
It's a dump. It literally needs so much work. It literally needs to be torn down. So I don't know what the choice is of how it works where I only been here 3 years, so I obviously I don't have enough for the home equity. But how do you even get a mortgage if I wanted to tear this down? And I still have a mortgage. Is it best to pay off the mortgage and then get a new mortgage for? You know what I mean?
Sure.
I don't know the whole.
Do you want to tear it down and rebuild a brand new home, or do you want to just knock some walls down and put a little perfume on the pig?
No, the whole damn thing's got to go because, I mean, even like the sewerage, even the pipes, I'm sure are original from 1954. So.
Okay. Well, here's the deal, Johnny. What you're talking about is a construction loan. So you would have to go, I could set you up with a construction loan. You need to hire a builder. You'd have to get architectural drawings. You'd have to submit the drawings and the permits to the lender who's going to give you the construction loan to make sure that the money you're putting into the home, that the area could support the work that you're putting into it, that you're building a home that the area can support. Does that make sense?
It does, but isn't it true with those, because I read a little bit about that with the construction loans. Don't those construction loans, those have to be paid at the time the house is built, correct?
Well, no, that's incorrect. You would take out a mortgage. A construction loan is two ways to pay. You either pay the interest on the money as you're building, or the interest gets accrued, which means it gets added to the loan amount that you would take out after the property is done. Okay, so if you're going to take out a $600,000 construction loan, and you, let's just say you don't have a mortgage on your home. Okay, just keep it simple, stupid, the KISS method, right? Not calling you stupid, Johnny. It's just the KISS method, right? Keep it simple, stupid, okay? Say you owe $600,000, your home is worth $400,000 now, and after you build it out, it's going to be worth $800,000 to $1 million because you live in Downers Grove, it says, right?
Yeah, but this place is a dump.
I understand, John. Believe me. I understand your current place is not desirable, but when you knock it down and build it, Downers Grove is a highly desirable area here in the Chicagoland area, if you're listening outside the area. If you, in this example, build a home in Downers Grove, and you want to put $600,000 into this home, right? Okay? Follow me along so far? Because that's probably what it's going to cost you to build a home in Downers today. All right? For example, just in this example, your house would have to be worth $800,000, $900,000, $1 million when you get done in order for a bank to lend you that money. It's got to be worth more than what you're doing. You can't overbuild that house. Got it?
Yeah,
that's why you would need architectural drawings. You'll need permits. You'll need all that stuff before you go to get the construction loan. And no, you do not have to pay the construction loan in full. It becomes a fixed rate mortgage, or you just refinance it after you get done with the construction. It converts, or you just refinance it. There's different types of construction loans, right, Schluter?
Absolutely. We see it every day.
Right. You don't have to pay it off in full when you're done. It just, the mortgage converts, or you just refinance your construction loan. There's two different ways to do it, Johnny, okay?
So what would you suggest? Pay off this? Because I could pay this off.
I wouldn't pay it off.
Years, so.
I went, you're out of your mind. What rate do you have on your loan right now?
3.75.
Yeah, stop. You had me at 3. I would pay your minimum and save as much money as you can, because then you need less of a construction loan. If you have a 3% loan today and you're paying it off faster, you're out of your mind. I am just making that a general statement. There are financial planners that could get you into bonds that are paying 4+%. So don't pay your house off at 3%. You can make more money investing that in safe T-bills and other type of municipal bonds out there. Okay, I'm not a CF. I'm not a certified financial planner. I'm just telling you what I'm doing. I'm not paying my mortgage down. I got an interest-only loan in the twos. So I'm telling you what I'm doing. Okay, and for all those that don't like interest-only loans, for, you know, cook in your own kitchen. I'm perfectly fine with it, all right? So, Johnny, what I'm telling you right here is do not pay that mortgage down. Use the money that you're saving. Instead of paying it down, save it up to use that for the initial drawings, constructions, permitting. Dave, we got 30 seconds.
Yeah, the budget will always be higher than you think about that new home. So save that towards the back end. That'll be a great way.
How much do you owe on the house? I got to go to news real quick, Johnny. How much you owe on the house?
Just under $200,000.
Stop yourself. Okay, do not pay extra. Save that $200,000. You're going to be plowing into the mortgage if you didn't call the show as your seed money to build your new house. I got to hit a break. Hang on for your Mr. Floor Cleaning product, and I'll call you after the show, John, to dive deeper. 312-981-7200. You follow that, Kleppen? 312-981-7200. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN.
Now, here's Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. Want to remind everybody, this Friday from 1 to 3, December 2nd, 3rd and Walnut in front of Lazarus House in St. Charles, the Kohler Group and Team Hochberg Loan Officer Steve Hendrickson will be giving away, trading out pies, free pies from the local bakery, Mad Batter, in front of the Lazarus House. First come, first serve. You will get a pie in exchange for a donation of mittens, coats, cash, etc. All be donated directly to Lazarus House. I think that's great that they're giving pies out in front of the organization that's going to be getting the coats to help and money to buy coats and mittens to keep that organization's members warm this winter season. 312-981-7200. David, please give the name and number of the attorney that does the trusts. That would be you. So what is your name and your phone number?
Yeah, it's Dave Schluter, helping people for 36 years. The landline is 630-285-5300, 630-285-5300. We'll look forward to meeting you.
And you guys, we talked about it during the break, you guys, meaning Kelly and Dave. I know you're not a guy, but that's just a general statement, so save your text and it's not a sexist comment. We've known each other a long time. Both of yous work for the same company, okay? Mm-hmm. Dave is your employee, your father.
Yep.
You and your brother own the company. But texting is not one way to get around these scumbags who are impersonating you.
Yes.
Is to text, and you figured out a way to use it like WGN does. You could call text at the same number, 312-981-7200. You could send text messages to make sure they get to you that these scumbags are coming in and trying to pick off your leads, that listeners think you're doing it, then they do a subpar job because it's not you doing the work, and then post one-star comments on Google and Facebook and rip you, but it's not you doing the job. So one way to get around that, very good idea, is to text. So why don't you talk about that?
Yep, you can text us or call us. The same phone number, 630-990-8600. And even like with spotting tips and anything you need right now, we're happy to help. Send us a quick text, even if it's on the weekends and you need some help last minute. Again, that phone number, 630-990-8600.
847 wants to know, how long will it take to clean two rooms? That's a loaded question as well. So what's the general, because each room's, they're different size rooms in every different house. So what's the general idea, a typical house in this area? How long does it take you? And also, we were talking during the break, you get in and somebody's like, oh, can you do that couch? Oh, I didn't know that you did that chair. Walk us through a typical appointment.
So if you're calling us to clean two rooms, again, depending on sizing, where the rooms are located in the house, I'd say maybe about 45 minutes to an hour. We're very efficient with what we do in our process. And
Dave?
How much time for an entire gravy bowl on shag carpet?
Oh, a lot of sloppy. Are you saying you're a sloppy eater?
No, I just tried to be funny.
Well, yeah.
I tried.
Not really. You kind of missed the mark. 312-981. Tried is the word there. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. American Pros call, text, and photo line. Here's one for you. Stay in your lane, attorney, okay? If you make a profit selling your home, do you have to pay income tax on the money? From 815. Great question, David.
Very good question. If you stayed there for two of the last 5 years, meaning you may have been on and off, but if you slept there two of the last 5 years, the first $250,000 of the profit over and above what you bought the house for, not your proceeds, it's all based on your purchase price originally back in the day and your sales price. A lot of people goof this up. I even heard lawyers get it wrong. You compare the sales price. Single person, if you slept there as your principal residence two of the last 5 years, the first $250,000 in profit, tax-free. If you're married, $500,000, Again, as long as you are two of the last 5 years. It's an anti-flip thing. Flippers don't get the treatment.
Does that include, so if you bought it for $100 and you put $200,000 in, do you count the improvements you put in?
Those rules all went away when they came up with this rule. This rule is like the better rule.
Cut and dry.
Yeah, people used to have, our parents used to have to keep gutter receipts, concrete receipts. That's over. It's all about whether you've lived there or not. $250 single, $500,000. I hope they never take it away. It's a beautiful thing. Until they passed that, a lot of real estate was frozen. People weren't motivated to sell. But that's, and we'll run those numbers for you at no charge if you give us a call. But it's something a lot of people don't realize. But if you moved out 6 years ago, you're going to pay capital gains. In other words, you have to have slept there two of the last 5 years.
All right, 312-981-7200. Ernie in Chicago, question about a six-unit building. What's your question, bud?
Hey, David. I purchased a six-unit building from a couple old ladies that started a rehab and got it for a pretty decent price. Now I'm at the point I'm, you know, city of Chicago, tied up with permits and et cetera. And it's been a nightmare. But I think I'm seeing the light at the end of the tunnel at this point. And wanted to know, what do you think would be the easiest route to take to get financing to finish the construction for the property? I have a condo that I own that I don't want to tie up with this property. So,
how much do you owe on the condo? How much do you owe on the condo?
Oh, David, I owe probably $170,000.
What's it worth?
It's worth $800, but I don't want to tie it up, David.
Okay, I heard you four times already, Brian. So you want the easiest, cheapest way to do it, or you want to you want root canal without Novocaine? Which one do you want?
I want the root canal with no Novocaine.
Okay,
just to get it done.
All right.
And I'll let my kids worry about the rest of it once I get it done and completed.
Well, here, I'll give you the gas first. You take out a line of credit against your house, you self-finance it, because that's the cheapest way that you could do it. That's what I would do. But if you want to go with the root canal without the Novocaine or the gas, we'll hook you up with a construction lender. You'll pay four times the amount of closing costs. You'll pay twice the amount in the rate, and you could probably have a loan against that house for less money than you can pulling out a line of credit, financing it yourself and doing the work yourself, and then paying yourself back when you're done refinancing that six-unit property when it's done. That's what I would do. So how's that?
Okay.
All right?
All right, David. That sounds good. I got your fill. I'm going to call you on the way home in your bins, and we'll talk.
You got it, brother. You hang out for your Mr. Floor cleaning product of your choice. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago. Guess who showed up? Lauren Hsu is here. Mark Carmen's all excited because Lauren helped Mark purchase a home. He just put his head, he just woke up watching something on the, you watching sports or you watching like Gone with the Wind?
Ohio State's playing Michigan, David. I'm a sports guy. You might be interested in that game too. 7-3 Buckeyes. But thank you for bringing Lauren in. This is a huge addition to the show.
He's actually watching Gone with the Wind and they're starting to burn down Atlanta. He's, give me a break.
3 Days of the Condors, my latest there, buddy. Get some Redford on your Saturday.
All right. That's a great movie. 312-981-7200. We're going to come back with Lauren Hsu, Realtor, downtown Chicago, after these messages. 312-981-7200. MicroPro's call, text, and photo line. Next up, Lauren Hsu.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
It's a good show.
John Landecker played that song for my intro as I was on his show this week.
Oh, look at her dropping the John Records Landecker.
I got so many more viewers.
Did you know I was on John Records Landecker? I don't know if I told you.
You know how many more people watch his show? Or
but when I was on with John
Records
Landecker.
Wow, you guys are really insecure.
Yeah, okay, you're totally right.
This is just the tip of the iceberg.
I have no idea.
Now, here's Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200 is a MicroPro's call, text, and photo line. 312-981-7200. We have Lauren Dayton. Sorry.
That's okay.
I knew you as Lauren Hsu forever.
Forever.
Before
and that's
this guy Dayton swept you off your feet. And
I still use Hsu Dash Dayton. Just
well, let's get a Lauren Dayton from Jameson Sothesby.
Sotheby's.
Oh, gosh. We got
it's
the
been
Lauren
years.
Right. I know. It's been years. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
You were one of Joe's favorite all-time co-hosts here. So
I loved Joe, and I'm gutted.
We all are. We all are.
I loved him. He was the best. He was fun. I miss him. I can't believe he's not here today. It's just crazy to come here and not see him.
It's horrible. You know what he would say? I'm dead. Stop talking about me. Go ahead, Lauren. Concentrate on you. Chicago real estate. Downtown market, been a crazy market for the downtown real estate market, and we've seen, I've been doing this 22 years, you've been doing it equally.
About
20 years. We've known each other for almost every one of those years that you got in the industry. And what we're seeing is when it goes down, it comes back. When the Chicago market is crazy hot, we take a gut shot, it goes down, it's a great buying opportunity. We saw this in 06. We saw it in 08 through 2011. Yep. We saw it a couple of years ago when COVID hit. It went down and then it rallied back and then it went down due to all the civil unrest. You are a Chicago, you cut your teeth selling Chicago real estate. You lived in the South Loop for a great number of years.
Yeah. Raised my daughter in the city many years.
Many years.
Yes.
What is going on? What is the truth about Chicago real estate, downtown Chicago real estate, so our listeners know what's going on?
Overall, I'm still very busy. You know, I've had a couple buyers call me and say, oh, what's going on? You know, is it a good time to buy? You know, can I just steal a property right now? What's the market like?
Yeah.
And I'm telling them, look, there's still low inventory. At the end of the day, it's a great time to buy because there is low inventory and you're dating the rate. You're not going to marry the rate. You're dating the rate, 100%. Right? So I'm like, look, at the end of the day, I'm seeing some market times are picking up in some buildings, but at the end of the day, it's not terrible. It's still busy. I've, you know, closed a lot in the last month. We had 7 closings.
Yep.
Those buyers are out there buying regardless of the rate.
Sure.
They know that this is temporary and there's still good deals. We're seeing a lot of homeowners trying to put a little extra money into their units. I'm seeing that. You know, somebody, instead of just putting their unit on the market and throwing it up, they're like, oh, we did, you know, spray the cabinets and change the countertops. Uh-huh. And some of those things are definitely an advantage to my clients.
Different market from 24 months ago where you put a for sale sign up, 15 people lined up out the door, cabinets falling off the walls.
Right.
Completely different market.
You know, looking at what's out there, since market times are picking up a little bit, but again, they're not horrible. Instead, I feel like it's a little bit normal, right? If a property's on the market for 45 or 60 days, so what?
In a normalized market, that's a normal time period.
So what? So now, you know, a buyer has a minute to look at a few properties, take a break, decide what they want. You know, they're not rushing, and they can negotiate a little bit more on the price. But again, the market, in my opinion, what I'm seeing out there, it's still pretty strong.
The real estate market is 20% of the United States economy. The real estate market, as an overall macro function of the United States economy, is down tremendously from California to Bangor, Maine, to Key West, to Anchorage, Alaska. Every point in between, out to Hawaii, included Hawaii. Let's not forget our friends in Hawaii. It's down across the board because the higher interest rate. It's just a matter of...
Sure.
It's math, okay? Your payment's going up twice as much as it was in January than what it is today because the interest rate went from 3 to 7. Mm-hmm. And now we got a little reprieve here. Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac just announced that they are waiving all loan level price adjusters, which is a cost of entry for first-time home buyers. If you're a first-time home buyer and you haven't owned a home in the past 3 years, if you haven't owned a home in the past 3 years, you could be 63 years old and haven't owned a home in the past 3 years, but owned 4 prior to that, mm-hmm. you're still considered a first-time home buyer. Don't come after me with that. That's the Fannie Freddie government term of what a first-time home buyer is.
Sure.
You could get into a home if you meet certain income, average median income. It's too complicated to dive deeper, but the barrier of first-time home buyers has been removed from Fannie Freddie, which makes it more more enticing for that was prohibiting first-time home. But we got a guy right now moving in from Virginia that we're working with.
Yeah.
He's going to be able to save a point and a half on his rate just because these loan-level price adjusters are gone, which will be huge for this young man.
And let me give you an example on that. So I have a buyer looking in Lakeview. We're trying to be around $250,000 to $280,000, a two-bed, maybe one bath. I'm not saying it has to have two baths. So two-bed, one to two baths. There's not a ton for him to choose from.
Mm-hmm.
We've been out shopping. We've narrowed it down. But I'm showing him 20 condos, not 60 condos. So
more to choose from.
There is, you know, the inventory is still pretty low overall, which I think is keeping our market a little stronger.
I said more to choose from. Less to choose from.
Right.
But they're able to do these tours without you schlepping them around. Go online and say, yeah, no, I don't like that, you know, right away. Oh, that's a little bigger. Oh, I want a view. Okay, I don't want to see the person's brick wall out. I want to be close to an L-track. I want to be close to public transportation.
Right.
I like to work out at this gym. I want to be by this gym so I don't got to drive. It's still a fluid market. And the bottom line is our inventory is down. There hasn't been a whole bunch of building going on in the city over the past couple, three, 4 years.
Right.
And that's impacting what's available. So listen, it's a great time to buy. Like you said, we'll dive a little deeper into this. You're not marrying the rate. You're just dating
it
after the break, after the top of the hour. We got to throw it over to Kevin Wells in the newsroom and Carmen, who's sitting there watching Gone with the Wind. We got a text message. I don't know if you know these people. 815. Jolinda and Carl listening in Bourbonnais. Just like the good old days. You know these people?
No.
I don't know who these people are. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN. MegaPro's call, text, and photo line is open and operational. We got another hour. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. We're back with more with Lauren Dayton, David Schluter, Kelly Mickley, and David Rampage after these messages.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. Go to WGNDavid.com for all of our experts' contact information, download and podcast of previous shows. If you want to help us raise funds for the Vestathon coming up this coming February, you go to order coffee, roasttoorder.com, roasttoorder, roast the number two order.com, type in Vestathon, and a portion of every coffee purchase will go towards the Vestathon. Also, you could eat dinner at Catch 35 on Sundays and Mondays. Tell your server Vestathon, and a portion of your bill will be donated to the Vestathon. Lauren Shue, real estate market, fact or fiction? Real estate market stops on Thanksgiving and picks up at the end of the Super Bowl when the Super Bowl's over. And now the Super Bowl is in February. So so there's that saying out there, nothing happens between after Thanksgiving, Black Friday, and the Super Bowl's done. Your thoughts on that?
In my opinion, false. I always encourage my clients, if you are looking to sell and your property is on the market, I don't see any reason to take it off during that time. You will have less showings, and that's okay, you know, but you're not going to get people that come through to waste your time. I love this time of year because the showings that we do get are people that are very serious that need to make a decision and they need to move. You are in the city. This people move for so many different reasons. This is not just around a school calendar. This is because people are moving for jobs. They could be getting married, babies, divorce. There's a million reasons.
Dave, death is what?
100%.
People die all the time, Lauren. People have
to
sell homes because the home's too big. They can't handle it alone. They don't want the expense. They can't afford it. You said divorce. Divorce. 50% of all marriages end in divorce. I'm not being Debbie Downer on divorce. I personally think you got to get the first one out of the way while you're young so you could find the right one and know what you're looking for. That's just something, Dave, you understand.
That's what your ex said. She called me.
I know she did. She's on line three. Hey, Linda, how are you? No, but you know, I say that jokingly, but a lot of the real estate business revolves around, we're getting divorced, we have kids, I want to stay close to the kids because a lot of our listeners are co-parenting and they want to be involved in their kids' lives and they don't want to be 14 towns away. They want to be down the street, around the corner, a couple of blocks over, whatever.
Right.
And that is a natural function of life.
And it's very rare during this time of year that I get a buyer that comes through that says, oh, we were just out looking. We're thinking maybe to move next June. No. The people that are looking right now are serious buyers that need to make a decision. Yeah. They've sold a property. They're being relocated. So many different reasons.
Plus, it's 4 degrees outside someday. You know, it's going to be pretty doggone cold. And Rich Dykstra Sr., I said Rich. He thinks I said Rick. It's COVID. It's impacting his earlobes. You know, he's very sensitive. But if people are schlepping around when it's single digits out in the weather, they're not just out there kicking the tires. You could do online views of condos and homes without having a realtor dropping you off in front of the place and spending 10, 15 minutes opening closet doors and seeing what's up, Mr. Schluter.
If this economy is going to contract also, people are asked this. They come into the HR. We're going to let you go, but if you want to go to Des Moines, Iowa, we have a place for you.
Sure.
That causes a lot of sales.
Nothing wrong with Des Moines. We're licensed in Des Moines. It's a very fine area. You could get a heck of a home for $300,000. So if you're leaving Illinois,
right,
and you could buy a hell of a home in Iowa, and guess what? Your real estate taxes on that are about $1,500 to $2,000 instead of $9,000, $12,000 on your $300,000 to $400,000 home here. You mentioned marry the rate. You're not married, you're dating the rate, you're marrying the house. Explain what you mean. I know what you mean, but for our listeners that don't understand that term, where are you coming with that?
Well, I'm coming from as like a buyer's broker, is that this is temporary. And it really, at the end of the day, the rates right now really aren't that high in the grand scheme of things, historically. So I tell my clients, look, if you need to move, there is no reason to be paying rent for another year or two because that money is just gone.
Buy. You're paying somebody else's mortgage by renting.
Think and about their taxes. Like
and their taxes. Taxes.
You're paying it all. And then some, in most cases. And then some. That's why they're renting it to you. They are making a profit. So pick a property that you like. These rates are not going to last forever. They're temporary. If it gets you in the property that you want and you're settled, then you can refinance. It may be... Yeah, that's up to you. You got to tell me that. Yeah. How long?
Well, maybe. You got to make 6 payments, 7 payments. But I'll tell you what. I ran the numbers. You buy a home today for 10% off of the list price, $300,000 home, you buy it for $270,000, and you take the same amount of money that you would have put down. So last year, you buy that $300,000 home, it's going to cost you $400,000, and you got to finance it, you got to bring in all that money, but the rate would have been lower, right? You could run the numbers. I already done this, right? So a $400,000 home with the same down payment at a lower rate compared to a $300,000 same home, $300,000 in this market that you could get for $270,000. The payment's exactly the same at the higher interest rate. The payment's exactly the same. It's not about the rate. It's about the monthly payment. I've been doing this for 21 years. It's 22 years. It's not about the rate. It's about the monthly payment. So when you are buying a place and you could afford to buy a place, you most likely are not going to be overpaying $100,000 like the craziness that we went through a year ago today when the 30-year fixed loans, God, those were the days, right? We're in the high twos, low threes. They're in the high sixes, low sevens today. So, I mean, that's where you're at. It's a different market. It's got to do with the payment. So don't get hung up on the interest rate. Look at the payment.
I've been telling my clients that for years. I just had a client, a mutual client actually with you, but we don't need to drop names. It's fine. And they were so hung up over not going over $1 million.
Yep.
I don't want to spend over $1 million. Why? Because I just have in my head that that's a lot of money. I'm okay with $950,000.
And it is.
It is. But they could afford it based on the payment. What they really wanted was a little over $1 million, and the payment was very affordable to them.
Sure.
Like, well, don't look at the price. Look at the payment. Is this comfortable for you?
As soon as the economy starts slowing down, we saw a half a point drop in one day when the CPI numbers were released and inflation was at like 7.7 and the month before was at 8.2. That, yes, inflation was still high, but it was 0.5 less than the prior month. The 30-year fixed loan on that information dropped a half a point in one day. Just based upon that information. That's how fluid this market is. This is how volatile this market is. And with the loan level price adjusters being removed for first-time home buyers, which is somebody who hasn't owned a home in the past 3 years, so 815, so you are penalized if you're single and purchased your home and want to sell it. I don't know what that means.
That was the question from the capital gain issue.
Oh, the capital gain. No, you're not.
Yeah, that doesn't have to do with buying.
Right. You only get to write off $250. If you want to marry somebody to write off an extra $250, not what I would advise, but that's up to you. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. That's the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. We've got more after these messages.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
The texter pointed out I did make a mistake.
Pardon me, Mr. Perfect.
Mark this, the first mistake I've made.
What did you do?
It's not free credit report. It's annual credit report.
Big mistake.
So you go to annualcreditreport.com.
Thank you for the correction.
I would say be careful how you type it because it would take you to a very unique set of sites. And then you start getting pop-up messages. Not that I know anything about that.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Dave, I just read these things, Rampage. You understand. 312-981-7200. You and Kelly, Kelly and her brother own one of the most successful carpet cleaning companies in this area, if not the state, if not the country, if not the world. Let's not exaggerate any. But you get a lot of calls about pet stains, pet odors at this time of year. People, our listeners, are inviting their guests over. They don't realize the smell because they are accustomed to the odor.
Yes.
Okay. It might be wet dog smell. We all know that smell. It might be kitty litter smell. You know, just different. Right. It could be your Uncle Lou who fell asleep on the couch. There's a whole bunch of different smells that could be happening. You've got ways to extract those stenches and those stinks out of people's homes, out of our listeners' homes. Can you briefly, quickly explain that?
Sure. We have different processes which we can do. We have basically a process where we can flood the area and extract, so this way it gets into the padding, the backing of the carpet, and the floor. And then we have surface treatments, too, that we can do also.
All right. Is that difficult to do? Does that take time? And what's the expense or investment, as I like to call it?
So, obviously, the process where we have to use the more...
The flushing.
There you go.
Say.
Thank you, Kelly. The flushing... That process is more expensive and more time-consuming than the surface treatment. And every home is different. You know, some you can do a surface treatment, but some you absolutely can't.
And the flushing goes all the way down to the padding, the backing of the carpet, the floor, whatever's underneath,
right.
If you have a wood or the concrete. It's very thorough. So we usually have to take a look and inspect to see what we'd recommend for your situation. Not every urine spot is the same. None are the same.
Well, Dave could, you know, attest to that because he's got a propensity of going in the house. But Lauren, speak from a realtor point of view, because when you're buying a home, all senses are involved, right?
Completely.
Touch,
oh, yeah.
Seeing, mm-hmm. smelling, everything, not only in that unit, but in the hallway. If it's a condo, might be somebody mm-hmm. cooking something very strong or
yes.
somebody having a party down, mm-hmm. down the hall, and then, you know, they're lighting bongs or blowing joints or whatever mm-hmm. they're doing. That could have an impact. How much of an impact walking into a home that doesn't, that is smell neutral or smells good, impact a seller's viewpoint of buying that house, or a buyer's viewpoint of
yeah.
seller's home?
It's so important. My basics are fresh carpet, fresh paint, a deep clean. I mean, if they can replace the carpet, if it needs to be replaced, just yank it and replace it. If it's newer, but, you know, just needs to be cleaned, even if it's really not spotted up, sometimes it just needs to be cleaned so that it smells fresh and smells new. It's very important when selling your home. Little things like that can make your house sell faster, less market time, typically means you're not negotiating as much on the price, which can just overall mean more money in your pocket for the bottom line.
And how mm-hmm. much does a cleaning cost? I mean, prior to somebody looking to, because that's a large market,
mm-hmm.
a listener's looking to sell their home, a realtor is going to come in and say, you might want to think about doing these four or five things, and mm-hmm. always cleaning the carpet and making sure it looks good is in the top five no matter what you do. Would you agree or disagree?
Absolutely. Carpet, furniture.
Paint.
Mm-hmm.
Declutter.
And not only just carpet, but area rugs. If you have an area rug, that can also need to be all, you know, just mm-hmm. make your place as fresh as possible is going to help you sell faster and make more money on your home. It's very affordable versus replacing, less time consuming. We can make miracles happen, and you'd be surprised sometimes.
Schluter?
At real estate closings, there's a time called funding where you have about a good half hour to get to know your buyers, and I will interview them and say, tell me about how many homes you looked at. And the number one homes that they walked out of immediately was they'd only seen it on the internet, but when the agent and them got to the house, a smell. They go, we never made it past the entranceway. There was no way, you know, so people are making that mistake who are selling.
2800 North Lakeshore Drive, I bought in that building twice, 4103 and 1408, I believe what it was.
Mm-hmm.
1408 when I bought it, before I knew you, before I was in this industry, 30-some years ago, a World War II Army aviator. He flew for the Army. Back when the Army had, instead of the Air Force, he flew for the Army. He smoked 2 or 3 packs of cigarettes a day. He had pictures on the wall and shag carpet from the 70s. You can only imagine.
Yeah.
Okay, so when I went in, I smelt it. I knew I could take care of it. But that smell, when you come through the door, was pungent. And I'll tell you the other
terrible
thing. I'll tell you the other thing. He took the pictures. He had all his World War II pictures, all his plaques. God bless the guy. May he rest in peace and his memory be a blessing. The nicotine stains around the pictures.
On the wallpaper.
Mm-hmm. On the white walls.
Yeah, yeah.
It was 2-3 layers deep on the paint. Can only imagine. To pull up that shag carpet, it was... Forget about that. I mean, it would have taken you a week to get that done. Plus, it was shag carpet from the 70s.
Yeah.
It looked good in 1974. In 1980, whatever I bought it, forget, 2000 when I bought it, no shot. But there are sometimes you just got to go in knowing, okay, the guy was 75 years old. That the family wants to dump it, you're going to rip this sucker out. Mm-hmm. You're not going to keep the shag carpet from the 70s. That's 40 years overdue. It's going.
Right.
And those are the decisions you have to make. I mean, that's what buying real estate's all about, the cost versus what you're buying. I knew I was going to have to scrub the walls down multiple times, but I got a great price on the place, and away we go.
Yeah.
Dave, I want to read this to you, and we're going to comment. And Lauren, you could comment about this, too.
Okay.
After the break. I have a son looking at a bank-owned home in Joliet, listed for $150,000. House is great outside until you get to the basement. It leaks bad. Where the block joins the floor, good job for PermaSeal. The broker says to offer $100,000 and take $50,000 off to fix the basement. I was thinking, this is the buyer's dad, I was thinking, is there a way to negotiate with the bank that owns it so that my son almost pays the full price and the bank escrows $40,000 to $50,000. He then has the basement repaired and sends the invoice to the bank, and the bank takes it out of escrow. This way, the bank gets the $100,000 plus the mortgage and gets the house off their books with some repairs. Okay, so that is what a listener thinks. We both know the answer. All three of us know the answer. We will talk about it on the other side. This is why we do the show, so we can help our listeners who have something in their mind that might or might not be able to be done, to walk them through, like we talked to that gentleman earlier, how to finance his construction loan, paying off a $200,000 mortgage at 3%. You keep that in cash to fund the initial startup of your construction instead of financing it. 312-981-7200. That's the MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGN. We're going to throw it to Kev in the newsroom and then come back after a couple of messages.
Now back to Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. That's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. You get all the contact information of all the experts on the show. Download podcasts of previous shows. Let's answer our friend's email question here. Son looking to buy a bank-owned home in Joliet for $150,000 with a messed-up basement that's going to cost about $50,000 to remedy. Key to that email was... bank-owned property. Why, Lauren? Dayton.
So my suggestion is most likely you're just going to have to make an offer and go in for the best price you possibly can. The bank already knows about this basement. I'm sure they do. And that when a bank prices the property, typically they send their broker out. They might get one or two, sometimes three brokers to come out and give what's called a BPO, a broker price opinion. They may also get an appraisal. Then they'll decide what they're going to list the property for. Chances are they already have a bunch of pictures and have a good idea of the condition of that property. It's most likely being sold as is as well.
Thank you.
Going through all those extra steps, putting money in, they wanted to put money in escrow. That's what it was, right, David?
Yep. They wanted to try to get the bank to sell it for $150,000, keep $50,000 back so they could put it into to fix the basement, and then drop off the receipts, and then the title company pays the contracting company that did the work.
I would say your chances of getting it negotiated that in that fashion are pretty slim to none.
Yep.
If it wasn't a bank-owned property and it was just sold by a regular seller, then you could probably negotiate something like that. Banks are typically going to just want a bottom-line price, as is, move on.
David?
Yeah, they don't have time for that. They have a committee where they have a meeting and say this offer, this offer, this offer. They're actually the seller. So they've already gone through a full foreclosure. They've already lost a lot of money. Keep it simple. Go in with the 100 and just say that's your highest and best, but you'll take it as is, and that's going to be way more attractive.
Bank is, like you said, Lauren, has already priced it knowing that their basement is a mess and they want it off their books as quick as humanly possible, and they're most likely 9.9 chances out of 10 not going to hold back in escrow, because if they do hold back in escrow, David, and it costs more than 50 grand, David, what's going
to
happen?
Well, it'll all come to a screeching halt, and they'll be fighting about it. Even though there'll be an agreement saying it's their max, the buyer's going to, you know, when they realize it's actually an aquarium downstairs,
yep,
you know, that's going to be the problem. But no, it would never end, and the lawyers hate those, and the bank just wants to get in and out. They don't want any trouble.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Teresa, Lake Geneva, thanks for calling.
Oh, okay. Hi.
Hi.
I don't know how much your screener mentioned, but I have a second home up there, and we put in a completely new basement. It included, you know, a bath and a half, three bedrooms, a small kitchen, and so on and so forth. We nearly doubled the size of these, the square footage. It was at 23, and it's about 1,900 downstairs because you have to allow for mechanical rooms and a staircase and so on. My question has to do with all the costs of doing that. Do we just save every single receipt and then go through the tedious process of figuring out what it is, or are round numbers going to be good for any potential capital gains once we sell it, which is probably a number of years off? I missed a similar phone call. I just caught it at the end earlier, so sorry for the repetition.
It's okay. I've got
it. John.
Yeah, so the previous caller was about someone who it was their primary home. So the key to your call is second home. So what you're going to do is you are going to keep all those receipts. There's going to be a tax return in the year you sell, and the title company is going to report the new sales price as your sales price. Your attorney then that year is going to go ahead and estimate capital gains and have you send a quarterly payment, and everything helps. It's all about whether that year you happen to get picked for an audit on your general tax return. It doesn't automatically trigger an audit just because you sell a home, but it is one place they look around. So yes, save everything. I would actually digitize everything and have it scanned into a flash drive and keep it separate. You never know, that folder could get lost in a fire or flood, and then you're definitely stuck. So keep an electronic copy as well. Save it for the rainy day, and then your accountant be very valuable also in helping you set the sales price. Sometimes if you go crazy and ask too much, a lot of it ends up going for capital gains. So a few months before, meet with your accountant and say, hey, here's what we paid. Here's our folder. What do you think's the sweet spot where we can balance out the taxes?
All right. Yeah, I hadn't thought about that, the aspect of, being the second home issue, But anyway, that's very helpful.
Well, thanks for calling, Teresa. Hang out for your Mr. Floor Cleaning product of your choice, 312-981-7200. Benny, before we throw it to a break here, I want to put a special shout out to two longtime listeners who I ran into. I didn't run into them. I stopped by their house on Wednesday, Barb and John Hanslett. They've been longtime listeners, clients of mine for a long time. I started a new thing where I'm dropping off T-shirts and having my borrowers record nice things about their experience. And I couldn't think of anybody to do it first than Barb and John and their family. They referred their son and their daughter. And John has got a bad back, so he sat down in one of those rolling chairs close to the stairs. I'm like, John, at least wait till I leave because I had visions of him sitting down and rolling right down the stairs. Which then I would have to go down the stairs and try to pick him up, and that wouldn't have been a good sight. So if you're going to have a rolling chair, one of those rollers, put it on the carpet, John, for God's sakes, not on the tile by the stairs, or do that until after I leave. So you got Barb there to help you up the stairs. So I just wanted to put a shout out. Happy holidays to Barb and John Hanslett. Huge fans of the show. Appreciate all the support. 312-981-7200. It's a MegaPros call, text, and photo line. Home stretch. We're going to take a quick break here. And so we have more time during the last segment. 312-981-7200. MegaPros call, text, and photo line. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720 WGM.
Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Whoop. There goes the 39.
Exactly.
Okay. Now what happens?
You still owe it.
I know you owe it there, Zippy.
Is that something new?
Well, that's a technical term here.
I thought that was an endearing
marketing term.
Yeah.
Zippy.
Kind of like fluffy. Just cool it, Zippy.
There's an Urban Dictionary. Look up Zippy. I can't explain it on the air. Else we'll get turned off and Dean Richards will walk in here.
Now, here's David Hochberg and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
Stephen A. Leahy, Dead Laugh, IRS Radio Answer Man, 312-981-7200. Again, don't forget, this coming Friday from 1 to 3 outside of Lazarus House in St. Charles, that is 3rd Street and Walnut, bring a donation of mittens, coats, cash, so they could buy winter clothing for their members that they take care of. Local bakery by the name of Mad Batter, the Kohler Group, Kari Kohler and her team, and Steve Hendrickson on my team are giving away 100 pies, first come, first serve, but you have to, we'll trade you out for a donation of mittens, coats, and cash. All donations are going right to the Lazarus House, which takes care of underprivileged people in St. Charles. So first 100, come and get it. 312-981-7200. We're coming to the close of the show, Kelly and Dave. We got some texters in here. Can I get my carpet cleaned before Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, all that stuff, before the end of the year? Especially, we got a lot of drop rug. Is that what they're called? Area rugs.
Area rugs. Mm-hmm.
What's the time frame? Do you still have openings, or is there still openings in your schedule?
Yes, we do still have openings before the end of December. So call now to get booked. Thanksgiving booked up really fast, so we did run out of openings. For flexibility and what you're looking for, just give us a call.
How big of a rug can you roll and throw over your shoulder and take out just yourself?
How big do you? You'd be surprised.
I've done 15 by 20 once.
I know your dad. I mean, he's a heavy lifter, and you're.
I can match him easily.
Kelly can outdo me now. When we have the big heavy rug, she's like, "You're staying in the office. I'm going in the truck."
She outdid you 15 years ago.
Yeah, you're right.
Give me a break. So what, 120 pounds over your shoulder? You deadlift that, just squat it up?
I mean, there's some huge fluffy rugs that we pick up. I don't even know what size is, but yeah, I mean, challenge us.
Phone number if our listeners want to get it picked up and scheduled.
Phone number 630-990-8600. Again, 630-990-8600. Call or text.
And the special two rooms for $114.
Yes. Yes.
And you will pick up and deliver and move the furniture off the area rug, mm-hmm, with no additional cost.
Yep, and 30% off of that.
312-981-7200. David, I got a text message for you. David, my mortgage is in my wife's name. If something happens to her, am I going to have a problem selling the house or whatever, God forbid, something happens to her, but it is better for me to be on the mortgage loan or not appreciate? I would appreciate an answer. Thank you. So here's a guy thinking of offing his wife, obviously, for the holidays. Mortgage is in his wife's name.
It's okay, because if it's their principal residence, it does not trigger a foreclosure. If he comes sees me, the wife will deed back to her and him together as a married couple. It doesn't make him liable for the mortgage, but if she has a car accident, he will own the home, but he will have to deal with the mortgage within 1 year.
But theoretically, and I know you're going to say it depends, because Stephen A. Leahy's listening. He always says depends. If something happens,
it depends.
And you have a 2.5% 30-year fixed loan, I know, and you just keep sending in the mortgage payment, typically, does anybody going to know the difference?
Yeah, that's some armchair quarterbacking that does work a lot of times, but the one time they happen to look and see a death certificate and it's been past a year, it's going to escalate really fast. If the borrower does pass away, they actually have to deal with it within the first year. They can call the note 1 year after the funeral. So I don't really say that too much. It does work for a while, but I wouldn't gamble on that. He's much better off paying us a couple $100 to do a deed, and then that way he's all good.
All right. Consultation is how much?
Zero.
All right. I know that. I was just throwing that to softball, 3-2 fastball. And a listener says, what is the attorney's name and phone number? So one more time, a texter from the 815 would like your name and phone number again, David.
Yeah, it's Dave Schluter, and the landline is 630-285-5300. Thanks again, David, for letting me come down today.
847 wants to know my favorite place for Jewish penicillin matzo ball soup. You got Once Upon a Grill, Once Upon a Bagel, Max's, and Max and Benny's. Okay, that's where...
Those
are my four go-tos.
Nice.
That's my area. That's where I grew up. Once Upon a Grill, Once Upon a Bagel is my neighbor, Steve Geffen. They have delicious Jewish soul food, which i.e. means deli. 312-981-7200. Lauren Dayton. I caught myself.
Good job.
Lauren Dayton from Jameson Thuthesby.
Sotheby's.
Okay. I got the Jameson.
You can do it.
Jameson.
You're going to get it by the end of the show.
Jameson. It used to be Jameson, which was a lot easier.
It was just Jameson. But that was years ago.
I know.
It's been Sotheby's forever.
I know. I don't like change. Jameson, Sotheby. Just slow your roll. I've got three more minutes to go. Let me just get out of the show here. What tips for sellers? Give me a tip for a seller. Give me a tip for a buyer real quick before the end of the show.
Tip for a seller. Top tip is to make sure you engage in a very qualified realtor to give you not only your pricing, but how to make your home show its best so that you can sell for top dollar. A lot of times it really has to do with how it shows, how it feels, how it smells. When you walk in, you want it to feel as clean and as new as possible. Sometimes staging can really help a seller depending on what kind of furniture they have.
You've taken homes that other realtors have listed, completely redid it with staging. They had trouble for a year selling the home, and you turned it around in under 3 months.
I mean, we could have a whole show on that. Yep. I have a good 7 examples in the last 2 years that I was the second, third broker. I have one that I was the fifth broker. They could not sell their home. And on one of them, where I was the fifth broker, I actually raised the price. I said, I think you're underpriced. So what are you talking about? We haven't been able to sell for 2 years. I said, it's not your price. It's the way it shows. We did some painting. We did some deep cleaning. We restaged it.
You told me about that.
Sold it. Yeah. We raised it $50,000. We negotiated about $20,000 off the price. So they made another $30,000, and we were under contract in about 90 days.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right. Now give me something for a buyer in under a minute.
Buyer. Top buyer tip. Take your, I would say, make sure you're qualified. Get pre-qualified with a qualified lender like David Hochberg. Go through him. Make sure you talk to him before you go out shopping to really break down what it is that you can afford. It's really hard when people start, a lot of times they want to go out looking just to see what they get for the money. Then they go get pre-qualified. Yeah. Completely opposite, because you might be disappointed in what you're qualified for. And
that's
really hard.
Is that like called ready, fire, aim?
Right. So get pre-qualified first. Engage a really qualified broker. It is not to your advantage to get the cheapest broker or get a point back just so you can save a point. If you don't have a broker that's looking out for you and your best interest on inspections, you will lose much more money than you are trying to save with that discounted broker.
Phone number?
312-909-1329.
All right, Dave and Kelly, your phone number one more time that you can call or text. Go.
630-990-8600.
Dave?
Dave Schluter. Always a free consult, 630-285-5300.
And Lauren, one more time if our listeners want to reach out to you.
Lauren Dayton with Jameson Sotheby's, 312-909-1329.
Got a text message from 630. We'll end the show. David, I received this mail yesterday. Scared me for 2 seconds when I realized that my home loan was sold to another lender. It's not another lender. It's another servicer. And I never signed up for a home warranty. Would like to comment. You don't need a home warranty if you don't want a home warranty. That's based upon your desire. If you'd like a home warranty, after it's transferred to another servicer, they typically send you a bunch of garbage to try to get you to buy a bunch of different things that you most likely don't need. If you didn't need it with the previous servicer, you most likely don't need it with the current servicer. There you go. This has been Home Sweet Home Chicago. That's what the show is all about. Helping listeners understand the ins and outs about real estate, giving you an honest answer so you can implement it in your lives or somebody that you know. Might not impact you, but you could share it, because everything that we talk about is portable and transferable to somebody that you love. This has been Home Sweet Home Chicago on 720. Stay tuned for John Hansen with Let's Get Legal. Thanks for listening, everybody.
The preceding episode of Home Sweet Home Chicago was sponsored by David Hochberg and Executive Green Carpet Cleaning, Dykstra Home Services, and the law offices of David Schluter. For additional sponsors of the Home Sweet Home program, please visit WGNRadio.com/Home Sweet Home Chicago.